We're doing the Avat Chesed.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shekol Yehi
Bidvarcho.
Amen. The Chafetz Chaim continues. We're up to the sixth chapter, the second Chelek, the second letter, Ot Beit. Ninyan Kol HaTov Shnispa V'Yedei Zeh Gam Le'Achrinei Yikanes Zeh Gam Ken B'Toch Zvuyotav Shel Rishon Kigon. The Chafetz Chaim gives an example for this concept that when we do an act of kindness, we merit not only the act, but also the ripple effect. He says, for example, Mishit motet min chasav. A guy goes bankrupt. Vilvalo echad, and someone gave him a loan, ezesav, a certain amount of money. Vaydeze istakir, and using that sum of money, he was able to make a living. Vechiat atzmo v'nei beto. And he kept his family going. Vespik maim umazon gam nishal ponim, shistaku etzelo achakach. And then his business started thriving again, and then he had a lot of workers who also were able to make a living because he had a business that was up. Uchahai gavna, and so on and so forth. Like the guy, because his business didn't collapse, he had food, he also could keep other workers. Those workers, they had money. They kept other things going. They kept their gardener. They kept other people working. Choshvin ametiv arishon hazeh, this first guy who gave the initial loan that kept the business going, it's considered to him kiilu echia oto, as though he kept him alive, et kol anshei beto, and all his family, veitiv lechol anshim shekiblu atova, and the whole ripple effect, all the other people who were assisted as a result of his loan, it's all added on to him, as though he did it. Ki kol ze nisbav al yedei maaseh rishon, because all of this are derivatives of his first action. Umatzanu ze bedivrei chazal, and our sages taught us this concept. I wish David Gabler were listening to this class. 3 years ago, we learned this Gemara together in my house, Shabbos morning. Those of you who come Shabbos morning. Umatzanu zev divrei chazal. We find this in the words of our sages. The Talmud tells us in Baba Kama. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan taught, and we all know Rabbi Yochanan, the composer of the Jerusalem Talmud, disciple of Rabbi Yanai. The great Rabbi Yochanan, brother-in-law of Reish Lakish, he taught, Kol agozel chavero shaveh pruta. Anyone who steals the value of a pruta, a nickel, from his fellow man, ki'ilu, it is as though, notel nishmato mimenu. It's as though he took his life. A nickel. Oh. A nickel. Shenemar, as the verse says, ken ochot kol botzeh abatza, this is the path of someone who steals, et nefesh be'alav yikach. He takes the life of the master. V'chitem ha'nefesh tidein banav uvnotav lo, you think, yeah, he hurt his life, but not his children. Tashma, that's why the Navi tells us in Yirmiyo, V'achal ketzircha v'lachmecha yochlu banecha uvnotecha. He who takes your harvest is taking the harvest, your bread, that your children would have eaten that bread. V'chitem, and if you think, hanimilehecha dekavit be'adayim, that's only if he literally comes and takes his money away. Aval grama, but if he only caused the guy a loss, lo, that's not counted that way. Tashma, come see a proof from the verse in Shmuel. In the end of Shmuel it says, V'yom HaShem el Shaul, El Bet Adamim, Al HaSheremit et HaGivonim. There was a drought. David HaMelech asked Hashem, why is there a drought? God said, it's because of Shaul and the blood. It's because of the fact that he killed the Givonim. V'yichiyechan matzinu sharak Shaul et HaGivonim. So the Talmud asks, where do we ever find that Shaul murdered the Givonim? But because Shaul, he had a different murder happen. He had the city of Nov destroyed. And the city of Nov hired the Givonim. The Givonim made their parnasa, they made their wages off of the city of Nov. That they used to make their living, they'd get their food from the city of Nov. When Shaul destroyed the city of Nov, they lost their parnasa. And some of the people who lost their parnasa, some actually died, because they weren't prepared for losing their parnasa like that overnight when Shaul destroyed the city.
The Givonim. Which weren't Jewish.
Maaleh alav ha-katuv kilu haragan. So the verse says, even though Shaul did not do it directly, he indirectly caused their death, the verse considers it as though he killed them. Mizeh nuchal lirot hanagat din shamayim. From here we see how in heaven they judge things. Shehu nora meod. It's very awesome. Shechoshvin kol hasibot hanoladot al yedei pulat haadam. They take into account everything that happens as a derivative, as a a result of our actions. Even something that's just a cause. We caused it. It's a cause and effect. We didn't do it directly. He caused something bad to his fellow man. Even if, like the story of the Givonim, he didn't directly cause the damage. He caused that they wouldn't have a source to make money off of. Meaning it's not that he indirectly damaged, but he indirectly prevented them from making the money that they needed. The money they needed to feed their family. In heaven it was considered as though Shaul directly killed the person and his family. And then he gets a great punishment for that. And it's known, the important rule, that whatever we find in heaven they judge when it comes to judging harshly, midat tova, when it comes to doing good, they outdo that. Good is always more powerful than bad. So if when someone does something bad, they consider the derivatives, how much more so when someone does something good. אם כן על אחת כמה וכמה, שאם יטיב לחברו באיזה עניין, how much more so then, if a person does something good to his friend, ועל ידי זה נסבב טובה גם לאנשי ביתו ליתר אנשים, and that causes good to the family and other people, בכל מילי דמיטב שיצמח מזה, all good that grows out of it, יחשב גם לראשון לעניין קבלת הגמול, will be considered like the first guy did all of that when it comes to paying him wages. When a person takes note of this, יתחזק בכל כוחו, he'll strengthen himself with all his strength, להיטיב לזולתו בכל מה שיוכל, to do good to his fellow men in whatever he can.